Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings, your station for music, artists, great new sounds, and innovators. And today we have two innovators. We've got Annie and Louisa, who are here with us, and they are Grief Cat. That's the name of the band. They have a brand new album coming out on April 19th, which is called Late Stage Capitalism. We'd like to welcome Annie and Louisa, Grief Cat. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
First of all, Grief Cat, what is that? What's that about? It's not a happy sounding name. What's going on there?
It's a bittersweet name. So it's based on the German concept of Kummerspeck, which I may be mispronouncing. It's a German word that translates literally to grief bacon, or the weight one gains from emotional eating. A few years back, I had a pretty tough breakup and I was like, oh, and so I got a cat. So a grief cat is the cat that you get after a breakup.
I love it. See, those personal stories people don't know unless they ask. So that's great. Thank you for sharing that. So you have this new album coming out. Is this your first album, or how many albums have you put out so far?
This will be our second album, but our first album came out during the spring of 2020, and I think something kind of was going on in the world. So
I think so.
Didn't come out to much fanfare. We are very excited about, not that that album's not great, but we are definitely excited about this one.
Something about the virtual experience was still beneficial because artists could interact with fans around the world, you know, and meet new people virtually, which you can't really do if you're on stage in a certain venue somewhere.
This is true, but for our music, we love, you know, communicating. The way we communicate with our audience is through laughter, of course. And mm-hmm. So when we're playing a funny song to a screen and we're not getting that feedback, it can kind of be like, ooh, okay, hope this is good. So now, we're very excited to do this live.
How did you guys get together? I think you were at separate artists at a talent show or something?
We were, yeah. So it was in 2015. So we played a variety show. So there were comedians, there were musicians, and we were both the two musicians at that show. And Annie had a song called Hot Park Ranger. I had a song called Barista Boyfriend. And we were like, wow, we both really like hot people with jobs. And we just really felt a connection at that point.
Hot people with jobs.
Yeah. It's good to have a type.
But those are rare to find these days.
Yeah.
So we're talking with Grief Cat, and you guys like to wear the same outfit so people aren't seeing, you know, the wrong thing. They are seeing two girls wearing the same clothing. Is this is your trademark? This is something you do all the time, I assume.
Oh, yes. Well, Louisa is definitely our costume finder out there. She's built a lot of relationships with a lot of great people who make a lot of great clothes. And I'm just along for the ride because I love wearing them.
And I was going to ask, do you design your own clothing, or do you have someone design it for you?
Not yet.
That's a goal. So if anybody wants to call us, you know, we're actively seeking sponsorship. Hello.
Now, you write songs that could be construed. I mean, obviously, as an artist or artiste, you take yourself seriously, but you write songs that are not necessarily of serious nature. Not all your songs, but many of your songs include subject matter like poop.
Yes.
Bank account, to get into somebody's bank account. So do you consider yourselves to be like parody songwriters, or no? It just happens to be those songs are funny.
I'd say we're songwriters. I mean, we identify primarily as musicians much more than comedians. And even if we're singing about poop, for example, like there's typically a point to it or a wit to it. Sometimes it can just be stupid and fun, but 80% of the time there is a deeper message there. So even that song about poop is really about late stage capitalism, which is the album, and kind of income inequality and all those things. So there's a lot that goes into it.
It's about pooping on the company dime so that you can take back, you know, what's yours.
Yeah, I read that it's called Revolution Poop at Work. So very interesting title. But, you know, I mean, you have several big name titles like Crypto Bro, I Just Want to Get Inside Your Bank Account, and quite a few others as well. 25 million streams or views is huge. That's a massive number. Did you ever think in 2018 when you got together that you would be looking at millions of anything?
Honestly, it was a dream. And I can't believe we're here. So it's pretty delightful. Hashtag poop sells.
Poop sells. Yes, it's great to have you guys on the show. We'll get more into the story of Grief Cat, but first let's listen to a song. What are you going to do for us first?
You know, why don't we do, let's do revolution poop at work to start, because that's been the hot topic. So
all right.
Revolution poop at work.
All right, here we go. This is Border Crossings.
I took a dump at work. I pooped on the company dime. I took a dump at work. I do it all the time. The boss man takes my freedom and creativity. The least he can do is when I poo. Pay me when I take a dump at work. No one knows where I am. I take a dump at work. It's how I stick it to the man. The billionaires, they don't really care. They just see their bottom line. They pay my bills, so it's a little thrill to take my bottom time. What we deserve, but until that day, comrade, collect your pay and poop while you're at work.
Border Crossings, Revolution Poop at Work. And well, it says it all. I mean, so the album, the new album, which is Late Stage Capitalism, this I'm using a lot of political nuances and references and things. Are you girls political? Is this, are you very into politics these days? And
I think I would use my father's term of politically adjacent. I don't think either of us have strong inclinations to run for office or to, you know, represent anybody who needs representing, but we would like to contribute to the conversation by using our voices through art.
Agreed.
And songwriting.
Yeah, and we're a very values-driven band, and I think our values are part of what really ties us together despite having different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think makes you guys different than everything else out there?
Well, there are a lot of wonderful, fantastic comedic bands and comedic duos that we definitely take a lot of inspiration from. I think what makes us different is that we do have political leanings, perhaps inclinations in our songs. Like you have to sift through the lyrics to get to a different, to a deeper meaning. And also the musicality is there. There's a lot of very funny music out there, but it doesn't always sound great. Mm-hmm. And one of our favorite compliments after a show is people saying, you know, I laughed harder than I have in so long, but you guys sound amazing. And it's like, we know.
Yeah.
that's great. Grief Cat is our guest here on Border Crossings. And so this country's never been more divided than it is now. And, you know, the political divide's getting larger and larger every day. So how do you balance that when you're writing songs that are of a political nature?
That is a great question.
So we had a very interesting concert very early on in our career where we played these songs to an audience that was not particularly receptive because they perhaps leaned to a different political persuasion. And after, right before we went on stage, we could kind of sense that that was how the crowd was. And Luis and I looked at each other and we were like, we're just going to play our songs and you can kind of take it or leave it. We know we're not for everybody. Nobody is for everybody. But we're not going to edit ourselves or soften ourselves just so we can get more applause. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of been our MO as we've gone through our career.
Yeah. And I will say at that particular show, there's often somebody there that it does resonate with. So we actually built a super fan at that show.
Yes.
Like right after that show, she invited everybody she knew to like our Facebook and Instagram page, for example. Like
yes.
It was just,
you brilliant. Never know who you're playing for. So
right.
Don't play for yourself.
It's a perfect example of the divide that we have that, you know, half the room loved it. Half the room wasn't so excited about it, but that's the nature of the beast. Now, what kind of subjects do you kind of enter into your music? Well, what are some of the things you're singing about?
Gosh, we sing about a lot of things, multi-level marketing and how that can be a little bit predatory. We sing about identity theft. We've got a few songs about identity theft and fraud.
Wow.
What else, Annie?
And the environmental movement.
Yes.
Cryptocurrency.
Yeah. Corporations.
Wearing, being naked and wearing socks, and how that feels different than just being naked.
It's true. It feels more naked.
More
yes.
naked.
Yeah. The Red Hot Chili Peppers tried that once upon a time.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they were wearing the socks correctly.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't put the socks on their feet. Exactly.
It was more of a modesty thing, I guess.
So for the songwriting, is one of you the principal songwriter, or is this always a collaborative thing, or how does the process work for Grief Cat?
Well, it's definitely collaborative.
Yeah, I think sometimes it goes like a little bit in waves as well. So like one of us might have an idea that we'll push forward. But really when we're at our best is when we get into a room, we start playing music together, and we just start improvising. And one of us says something, the other one laughs. And then we just kind of build from there, because that's when we know we kind of have something.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned you made a super fan at that particular gig. So do you have a name for your fans? I assume since you're into the creative side of things, you do have a name for your fans.
They've called themselves the Meowners, like
Meowners,
the Grief Cat Meowners. We've also heard Grief Kittens, yeah.
And Grief Cat Nation,
and Grief Cat Nation.
I love that.
How we're doing?
Yeah,
I love that.
I guess we're Grief Cat Nation. GCHQ right now. So
Katy Perry is very into cats, and Katy Cats is what she calls her fans. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cats are the in thing.
I think she had a cat named Kitty Purry for a while, which is really, I feel inspiration there.
Yeah. Mm.
And have you thought of redoing the song Smelly Cat?
We definitely heard that suggestion. We have not taken it upon ourselves.
Not yet. Acted on it. All right. Not well, let's listen to another song from Grief Cat. What are you going to do next?
This one is called I Just Want to Get Inside Your Bank Account.
All right. Here they are, Grief Cat. This is Border Crossings.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Hello. Ooh, yeah. Hey, boy, I know that we just met, but I want to know the name of your first pet. I really like you. I know that this sounds dumb, but can you spell exactly the city where you come from? Hey boy, I'm just trying to get to know you. Tell me, what high school did you go to? I really like you, I think that you're the bomb, but can you tell me the maiden name of your mom? 'Cause I just want to get inside your bank account.
What?
Your bank account.
No,
I just want to get inside your bank account.
Oh, your heart.
Your bank account.
I want to get inside of your hearts.
Yeah. All right, try it again. It's a love song. Sexy, I want to steal your heart away, but also sexy, how much do you get paid? Ooh, ha ha, that's a funny story about your dad. What was his first name again? Is that a capital B in bread? I'd wish for you if I had a GD in a bottle. Tell me your first car's make and model. You are social, 'cause I just want to get inside your bank account.
Just you and me.
Your bank account.
And your identity. Oh.
I just want to get inside your bank account.
And your mind.
Your bank account.
And your 401k.
I just want to get inside your bank account.
Why would I do that?
Your bank account. Your bank account, don't call the FBI.
Border Crossings, I Just Want to Get Inside Your Bank Account. And that's a new song from Grief Cat. which is doing very, very well. So it's safe to assume that money was the motivation of that particular song.
For me, it was more like data privacy and cybersecurity. But then it went into that kind of love direction as well. So it's kind of a, you know, what are we really after? So,
yeah, because on any first date, you're trying to get to know the person. But if you really paid attention to that information, you could do some damage.
You can do some damage. Is there any subject matter that's taboo, subject that you won't talk about or sing about or deal with?
Well, if we bring it up here, we're talking about it. Yeah. What do you want from us, Larry?
I don't think we've come across anything too controversial.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I think the stuff that we sing about, we wouldn't be singing about if we were solo. So I think that the music that we had before, while it was great, we weren't quite as bold as we are together. So we do embolden each other by being together, because I can be brave because I have, you know, one of my best friends right here who's here to support me, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. And the cat. You've got the grief cat there. Where is the grief cat?
Oh, he's around here somewhere.
He's around somewhere. Okay, well, hopefully he makes an appearance. We've got Annie and Louisa. They are Grief Cat, and we're thrilled to have them on the show talking about the new album, which is coming out April 19th. It's called Late Stage Capitalism. And so that name is a very political message right there in and of itself. Is that the title of any of the songs on the album, or is that just you picked that to be the album title?
Yeah, no, that's not the name of any song on the album, but it's definitely the theme of the album, of what everyone, how capitalism infiltrates every aspect of our lives, even, you know, going on dates, even thinking about your carbon footprint, even just going about your day-to-day life. Mm-hmm. And so all those songs on the album have to do with that concept of mm-hmm. being in a time where capitalism feels a little intense. Yeah.
Some of the songs are more of a stretch than others. But...
Yeah. True. And so you'd also do love songs and ballads as well?
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. So on our previous album, we have a ballad called like Leading Lady. That's really kind of serious and lovely. And then we also had
another Bandana. Song called Bandana.
Yeah.
But even on this coming album, even though it's more funny, Crypto Bro is definitely a ballad. It just happens to be about breaking up with somebody because they got too involved with cryptocurrency.
It's true.
Mm. And so what was the name of the first album?
Just self-titled.
Cat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, self-titled, Grief Cat. Okay. So what was the highlight for you so far? What's been the highlight, aside from being on the show here today? What else is a highlight for Grief Cat?
Gosh, there are so many. I think one of our big highlights, one of the first ones that pops to mind for me, is doing The Nail Salon, which is like a queerly curated cabaret that was based in DC, run by someone named Don Burke. And that was just such an honor for us. So we're performing at that particular cabaret. And so there are drag performers, there are, you know, writers, poets, et cetera, comedians. And so we got to be part of that cabaret. And we ended up actually filming a music video that we're going to be releasing in March at one of the last shows that they did.
Well, that's fantastic. So you have a tour coming up, I assume. You guys, you know, waited from COVID and survived that. And now you have a chance to go out and perform.
Yeah, we definitely play shows where we can get them. I will say that we do have a big piece of news that we can't quite talk about just yet. That's
just between us. Just
the most,
between
us. The most exciting. But, you know, stay tuned. Keep up to date with us. Follow us on Instagram. We'll definitely be sharing a very exciting journey very soon. Mm-hmm. But until that happens, we're definitely just playing shows as we can get them. So if anyone listening would like to hire us to play your wedding, bat mitzvah, quinceañera, your funeral, your backyard barbecue this summer, we are definitely open.
Ah, well, maybe you can, you know, hopefully hitch your wagon to a Beyonce tour or a Taylor Swift tour. You know,
exactly. We would love to be an opening act for the Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah. Oh, great. They've been on the show before from Canada. So, yeah.
Oh, excellent.
And you both live in the DMV.
We do.
Virginia specifically, but you are, you know, in this area. And so very familiar with the area. And, you know, I mean, obviously that has to impact your writing, because here we can't in DC avoid politics. We're broadcasting to 100 different countries right now around the world. And so a lot of countries have their own political battles and challenges, and don't necessarily relate to, you know, the Bitcoin issue or things that we'd sing about or talk about. But, you know, it'd be interesting. Are you going internationally? Are you going to tour internationally? Is that included in your plan?
That is the dream. So that's something that we're actively looking into. So if anybody, you know, wants us in your city, just reach out to us. We'll answer you on Instagram. We do have a couple other shows coming up as well. So I know that we've got quite a few things in February, like, but we're mostly touring around like Virginia. We might be going to Pennsylvania as well. And then in April, we have our album release show on April 21st at Jam and Java in Vienna, Virginia.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
So we have one very big show. It's not just going to be us. We're going to have a backing band. We're going to have games. We're going to have prizes. It will be a very exciting, big, big show.
Very big.
Big show, which will include a ukulele, I read.
Oh, yes. Always ukulele.
Who plays the ukulele? That the band or what you
that
do?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's great. What other instruments do you guys play?
It's usually just ukulele and guitar, and we try and stick to those two because they're very portable.
It's true.
Were you always on track for a career in music? Is that always been your plan, or did this come about suddenly and unexpectedly?
No, I was a cop for 5 years. So this is definitely quite different. Although I still wear a uniform, apparently.
Yeah.
It's more sparkles.
Yeah.
So music I came to a little bit later in life. So I'd only been playing music for, honestly, maybe 2 years when I met Annie. I'd only been playing music and writing for 2 years. So, and then honestly, by day, I actually work in tech. So it's been a fun experience, but music has always been something that I've wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So right now what we're doing, we're really living the dream.
Wow. Well, it's, you know, we're talking to Grief Cat. It's great that you have a technical background, because technology is great when it works, but it doesn't always work. So it's good that somebody can troubleshoot and figure it out and fix it and get it, you know, so you can finish your recording. Now, I want to play one more song. We have time for one more song. So what are we going to do next?
We're going to do Crypto Bro.
That's right.
Yes, our country ballad. Country
oh, ballad. All right. Crypto Bro. Here are Grief Cat on Border Crossings.
You and I, we were gonna be forever, spending our whole lives together. That's how it was supposed to be. You and I, we were gonna build something special, and maybe start a family and settle. That used to be our dream. But you threw it all away. The day I found out that you became a crypto bro. You're not the man I fell for so long ago. I used to understand you, but I don't know anything about NFTs. Oh, crypto bro, I know I've been replaced now, so I will go. I hope that you enjoy being all alone, you and your cryptocurrency. Oh, crypto bro.
Sing it, Louisa.
And I tried.
She tried.
To make this thing work, then I realized. Turned our garage to a Bitcoin mine.
What is that?
I don't know what that means.
She doesn't know what that means.
And I tried.
She tried.
Listen to what you would explain. What happens on the blockchain.
What is that?
I don't know what that means.
Nobody knows what that means.
We had a good thing you knew. at you. You went ahead and you blew it. Yeah, you blew it on Crypto Bro. You're not the man I fell for so long ago. I used to understand you, but I don't know anything. Those moments when time would slow, they're nothing more than a memory. Key change, Crypto Bro. I know I've been replaced now, so I will go. I hope that you enjoy being all alone. You and your cryptocurrency.
Border Crossings, and that's called Crypto Bro. And for those that may or may not know that cryptocurrency was one of, you know, it's a thing here in America anyway, and around the world, I think, in other countries. But I'm not really into it. I don't know too much about it. Cryptocurrency.
Yeah, that is the point of the song, is that your partner got so wrapped up into something you have nothing in common anymore.
Well, that's, you know, it's very interesting. I mean, you're and I know that SZA is a fan of yours. So
she
that's
great. Like that bank account song.
You know, and I guess Questlove, also a fan of yours.
Yes, he was very touched by Revolution Poop at Work.
He's going to regret making a comment for the rest of his life. It's in our bio forever.
So you guys should, you know, why not tour with SZA? Because she's touring right now. You know, she's promoting her SOS album.
Hey, yeah. Give us a call. We'd love to be a part.
Yeah, we'll put our manager in touch.
Yeah.
Now you had mentioned earlier that you went through a time of grief. You went through a time of depression, sadness. You know, you were in a difficult place. Somebody, you know, I mean, mental health is now, you know, at the forefront of our minds. We're talking about it a lot more. We're addressing it a lot more. What advice would you give to a younger person who might be experiencing a similar rut in life?
Therapy and medication has done wonders for me. Mm-hmm. But, a fan.
Oh, there's the grief cat.
Come here, sir. All right.
There's the grief cat.
But also find your creative outlet. I think there's only so much that, you know, those sorts of wonderful things can do for somebody experiencing a mental health challenge. When you have an outlet, you can really, I don't know, process things that you didn't even know needed processing.
Yeah. And I would say animals can also be really helpful.
Animals are wonderful.
So this guy lays on me all night. He's really been incredible.
Yeah, animals are great support, emotional support, mental health support. It's great to have. I've got 3 dogs at home, so I know that you know, having animals around is wonderful. It's a wonderful thing. Too bad they're not part of our lives for very long. You know, it's too short, but Grief Cat. On that note, Grief Cat is the name of the artist and the cameo by the cat, which the cat's name is Grief Cat.
His name is Marvin.
Marvin. Okay. Yeah. Well, hello, Marvin. So thank you so much for joining us on the show. Where do people go to find out more information about this upcoming special announcement and more information about you guys and getting your music?
So I would say following us on Instagram is a great spot to start. So on Instagram, we are at Griefcat Party Time. At Griefcat was taken by a cool goth girl in Malaysia a while back. So we are Griefcat Party Time on Instagram. We're also Griefcat on Facebook, Griefcat on Bands in Town. We've got Griefcat.com.
Spotify.
Following us on Spotify is a big one too. So
That's great.
Definitely keep in touch. We're very responsive.
Yes. Well, that's wonderful. So make sure you reach out to Griefcat. Thank you, ladies, for joining us today. It's a pleasure talking to both of you, Annie and Louisa. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Griefcat has been our guest today on the show, and it's Late Stage Capitalism out on April 19th. So pick up a copy of that album wherever records are sold. So thank you for watching Border Crossings, and thanks again to Griefcat. My name is Larry London, and this is Border Crossings on VOA TV.